Hi everybody, it's me, Ryan George, from the thing you're currently watching. If you didn't see the first one of these that I did, welcome to the unsettling reality of me addressing the camera directly. This is gonna be a format for like off weeks and whatnot where I revisit old pitch meetings and give my updated comments, answer questions, stuff like that. Your response to the first one was really, really nice and positive, so legitimately, thank you very much for that. It made me feel really good about myself, and my ego, my head kind of expanded like a hot air balloon, and I got some pretty nice views of the province of Quebec from above. Lovely scenery, great new friends, mostly birds. But now I'm back down on earth and legitimately thank you. That was very, very nice to see. And I also realized that I never formally said thank you for getting this channel to over 1 million subscribers in under a year. So
thank you. I just fully put a suit on just for that. I'm 33 years old. I just suited up for some light wordplay. So you don't ever really have to grow up. That's just something they tell you.
So in the comments of the last video, this person who came in 2,383rd in the Girard contest asked what the first pitch meeting was. And I thought, hey, that's a good thing to revisit. It's kind of an interesting thing because technically the first pitch meeting I ever did wasn't on the Screen Rant channel and it wasn't about any specific movie, more just about like the movie industry in general. So this is a video that I uploaded years ago on my own sketch comedy channel, which is called Ryan George, and I named it that because that's my name. So this is the first kind of like thing in the pitch meeting universe. It's a video called Every Single Movie Studio Today, and I uploaded in September 2017. So here you go with this.
Yeah, so the movie's a true story about my mom who suffers from Alzheimer's.
Okay, and this will kind of set up a Alzheimer's cinematic universe?
No, it's just a movie about my mom.
Okay, so this will kind of set up a motherhood cinematic universe?
No, it's just, you know, the one movie.
I have no idea what the f*** you're talking about. Get out now. So that was 18 seconds. It was really, really, really short. Back then I was doing a lot of like short sketches. Under 30 seconds was kind of my whole deal. For a couple of reasons. Partially, I didn't have a lot of time. I was already working for Screen Rant doing a bunch of other stuff and was taking up a ton of time. So in my limited free time, I was making short little sketches, which was manageable. And also there was this subreddit that I was on back then called YouTube Haiku, and your videos had to be under 30 seconds or you couldn't even post on the subreddit. So that was kind of like a good motivator for me. I would make short videos and post them on YouTube Haiku, and sometimes people would watch them, sometimes they wouldn't. And so a couple of months after that first video, the Justice League movie came out, and you know, I didn't love it, and a lot of people felt the same way. I just remember watching it and being like, okay, so they have to do a thing, and then they just do the thing. Like, Batman's got to assemble a team, and then that's what we watch him do with little to no obstacles. I was inspired by one of my favorite comedians, John Mulaney. He had this stand-up bit about how it must have been weird to pitch the movie Back to the Future. And so that made me think, how did they pitch this movie in which they just have to do things and there are no obstacles? And so that is kind of the birth of the first pitch meeting, which is 30 seconds long, I'll show you in a second, and also the birth of the catchphrase. Right off the bat, I was saying it. So here's the Justice League pitch meeting, the 30 second version.
So there's this bad guy named Steppenwolf, right?
What's his backstory?
Barely matters, but he wants to destroy Earth, so he has to get these boxes together.
And that's gonna be hard for him to do?
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Okay.
And so Batman gets the Justice League together because they have to stop him.
Right.
And then they do. They stop him. Okay, this is f***ing perfect.
Bleepy McBleeperson, I had swearing going on. Both those things had swearing in them. I don't usually put swearing in my videos. I think that like the funniest swearing moments are when they're completely unexpected and also bleeped. That's something from one of my favorite shows in The Office. There's a couple of instances where characters swear and it's bleeped. And I remember it always caught me off guard, and I always loved that. So that's something that I kind of adopted from there, that mentality of like, use it sparingly and use it as a surprise. And also bleep it, because it's not like the word itself that's funny. What's funny is that like, whoa. I don't know, that, at least that's my opinion. That's how I like to do it. Anyway, so like I mentioned, I was already working at Screen Rant. I had been working there since 2016. They hired me off of LinkedIn back in the day. They saw that I was a Montreal-based YouTube comedian, and they hired me. I was doing these kind of news videos on the ScreenRant.com website. I'll see if I can find something. If after this sentence it cuts to one of those videos, that means I was able to find an example while I was editing this video.
With Captain America Civil War coming out soon, there's a ton of Marvel flying around right now.
Oh,
And now fans can get ready for even more, as it's been announced that a teaser trailer will soon drop for Doctor Strange.
And so I did that for about a year. I was making like 4 of those a day, and then that initiative kind of dwindled down. And then they moved me onto the YouTube channel. I was doing stuff on the YouTube channel. They've kind of always let me like do my own thing and insert comedy wherever I wanted to. And so I was doing like kind of like top 5 videos in my own style with little jokes sprinkled in. If after the sentence I show a clip, it's because I found one.
The Walking Dead is on its 8th season, and there's not really an end in sight, but it will end one day, right? Well, for the eventual day when it probably does end, here are 5 theories on how The Walking Dead will end.
Then one day, the Screen Rant channel manager at the time, this guy Rob, kind of asked me, like, hey, do you have any ideas for, like, other things to do on the channel? Like, we're willing to try some stuff out. And I was like, I did this pitch meeting thing on my own channel. I could probably talk crap about Justice League for a little longer. And so I put that together, and we put it on the channel, and it did pretty well because people were still angry about Justice League at that time. Everyone on the internet was still arguing about it, so it kind of plopped at the right moment and did well. I don't know why I used the word plop. Anyway, so I plopped the video in November 2017, and this is that video.
Okay, so tell me about this Justice League script. Okay, so there's this bad guy named Steppenwolf, right?
What's his backstory?
Barely matters, but he wants to destroy the world, so he has to get these boxes together.
And that's gonna be hard for him to do?
Oh no, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Great, what's he look like?
Well, in the comics, he's got like a goatee and a helmet with horns.
Okay.
You don't like it?
Nah, I'm just kind of picturing something more like the back of Professor Quirrell's head in Harry Potter. You know, when Voldemort's kind of just living on there? Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds perfect.
So tell me more about these boxes.
Well, they're called Mother Boxes.
Mother Boxes?
Yeah, and Steppenwolf's gonna say mother kind of a lot, like more than you'd think he would.
Okay, can we also have him say some like super generic bad guy sayings?
Oh yeah, there's a ton of that in here. At one point he's like, this world will fall.
So generic, I love it.
At another point he's like, primitive beings.
Perfect. Okay, now tell me about the Justice League itself.
Right, so Batman figures out that something bad is going on, so he has to convince the other heroes to join his team.
And that's gonna be hard for him to do?
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh.
Yeah, well, Wonder Woman's already on board, and then the Flash straight up says yes, and then they're like, we have to find Cyborg, and Cyborg shows up like, hey, I'm Cyborg, what's going on?
And Aquaman?
Oh, Aquaman, that's where things get spicy here.
I'm listening.
Okay, so follow me on this. Aquaman is gonna say no at first.
Right.
And so people watching will be like, wait, is Aquaman not gonna join the league?
That is good.
But then he's gonna change his mind. Almost immediately.
And what are all the characters like? Like, is Batman still moody?
No, Batman kinda cracks jokes now and he really, really misses Superman.
But weren't they friends for like a minute in Batman v Superman?
That was enough. Calls him Clark now. Like they were best friends.
Fair enough.
Then there's Wonder Woman.
Okay, so her movie was really empowering for women, so we really have to emulate that again.
Way ahead of you. So we're gonna have the Flash trip and fall onto her boobs.
Great.
There's gonna be a little moment where the Flash is lying on top of her and it's gonna be really funny.
Cause that's how people do sex.
Cause that's how people do sex, exactly.
People are gonna like that.
Yeah, and then we have Aquaman talk about how hot she is, and then we have some of the Amazons fighting in bikinis.
So basically that sends the same message as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, basically, I think so.
And what about Aquaman? Don't people think he's kinda lame in the comics?
Oh yeah, no, he's a badass in the movie though. Check out this line of his, my man.
Oh, that doesn't sound lame.
No, he's a badass now. He also drinks alcohol.
That is so cool.
Drinking alcohol is super cool.
Listen, this all sounds great so far, but it feels like something's missing.
Superman.
I mean, yeah, but he's dead, right?
Yep, but they're gonna bring him back from the dead.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be really fun. He's gonna be really mad at Batman.
But didn't you just say they were best friends at the end of the movie?
Yeah, but he kinda needs to hate him because we wanna have them fight.
Wait, Superman and Batman fight against each other?
I know it sounds pretty crazy, but I think we can try some new stuff in this movie.
Okay, now even though this is kind of a big plot thing, we can still have Henry Cavill promote the movie, right?
Oh, sure.
That's not gonna like ruin the surprise, is it?
No, I think people will still be surprised.
Because in the movie, you say he's dead, right?
Exactly, so people will be like, oh, I guess Henry Cavill's not in this movie.
Right, so maybe he just did those interviews as like a fan.
And then they bring him back to life and people will be like, what?
Perfect, and how does the movie end?
Oh, they just kind of stop Steppenwolf.
There's no consequences?
No, they just kind of fight his parademon things and then they stop him.
I feel like there should be some consequences, or maybe just like a feeling that the stakes are high.
I can add in a Russian family that gets scared.
That'll do it.
Great.
I gotta say, I think we have a winner here.
Me too.
So that's kind of strange for me to watch. It does make me cringe quite a bit. Very, very, very slow paced compared to what I do today. Tight wasn't a catchphrase yet. I wasn't saying that anything was tight. Something has to be tight or it doesn't feel
tight.
Maybe I should have bleeped some of that sentence. I don't like how that sounded. And yeah, you know, it's super short. The pacing is very slow. But I look at that kind of growth period of pitch meeting as exactly that. I was very much just figuring it out. All I knew was that I was gonna make fun of movies, and the characters kind of developed over time. It's like, one of my favorite shows is Parks and Recreation, but if you watch like the first season of Parks and Recreation, it feels like a completely different show. They were lucky enough to have the time to grow and find themselves over the course of several seasons. Not every show gets that opportunity. I'm really glad that I got to do that with Pitch Meeting. After this, because it did pretty well, I started making two per week, and it's really just doing a lot of them, and you start to develop something unique. So yeah, I'm very, very grateful for all of the work that I've gotten to do. You know, I've learned so much and I've developed these characters. It's so fun to just, you know, I could do whatever with them. You know, it's very, 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 very fun. So thank you again for 1 million subscribers. I'm one of the luckiest people in the world that this is my job. Honestly, I can't believe it. In the next one of these, I'd like to answer some more, you know, like questions and comments and stuff. So if you have things that you're curious about anything, really, just leave them in the comment section and I'll f***ing get to it. Bye.